Yo! Fast food freakouts.
If I wasn't in this timeout, I'd come in there and kick your ass.
Ma'am, we're going to have to ask you to leave.
So these are all real freakouts that you're about to hear from fast food restaurants. And we've learned that it's not always the case because we did have that wonderful piece of audio of that totally naked 53-year-old woman. She looked great naked at 53. Mm-hmm. At the Outback Steakhouse, just totally trashing the place. Normally, though, it's not like the casual dining or the
Most
even the fast casual places.
To not trash an Outback, Dave.
That's right. This woman did not. But fast food restaurants, people will just go in there and go buck wild.
They lose their minds. It's worse than like road rage for whatever reason. Like the fast food rage is real. It's like the combination of hangry and impatient that just causes people to go BS crazy.
I mean, I would never go as far as these people, but I do feel like I am fairly impatient when I'm in a fast food line. It's called fast food, and it's taking me 13 minutes to get through a Wendy's drive-thru.
We're talking to you, Burger King, also, right down the road. I was in that line for like 25 minutes the other day.
And especially the ones where you can't get out.
Oh, with the curb?
Oh, yeah.
The curb or the wall?
Oh,
they got you, does it? Okay. That's why you need a bro-dozer, man. You could just
jump the curb.
Yep.
Because what if you're in an emergency, like if you need to go help someone or you got to poop and you can't leave?
Right. You got the drive-through poops.
You're stuck.
It's an emergency. All right, so this first one, and you guys are going to ring in. I'll give you the premise, and then I'll play the audio for you, and then I'll give you multiple choice of what it could be. So you guys are trying to figure out which fast food restaurant these freakouts happen, and there are little clues in the audio, so listen closely. And for those of you that are watching along today at twitch.tv/Dave Mahoney, feel free to make your guesses as well in the chat. And, of course, if you're listening along, if you'd like to text us, 833-YO-DUMMY. First one is a woman in a drive-thru lane that gets so mad, she gets out to go inside.
Woo.
And as you would suspect, the other customers are not thrilled with this decision.
Hey, I hope it was worth holding everybody up so you could harass some people in there. They're food workers, dude. They're food workers. I heard you yelling in there. Oh, I went in there. Instead of waiting in your car like a normal person, now nobody behind you gets to move. Nice job, Karen. What makes you so entitled that you need to get your food before everybody else, Karen? That's what I thought.
You're sick.
So was that A, a Culver's, B, a White Castle, or C, a Chick-fil-A?
Audrey.
Audrey.
Ooh, I'm going to say Chick-fil-A.
Nope.
Nope.
There's no way that would go. Like, Chick-fil-A's drive-thru? One of the fastest on the planet.
That's why I thought that it was going to be like the outlier.
They would shut that down.
They
would shut it down out from the outside. Mm-hmm. That would not happen. I think that is definitely not a White Castle because people would be throwing bows. I think that is a Culver's.
That is correct. Well done.
Really?
What is a Culver's?
Culver's is like a custard place.
Oh. Custard steak burgers. Okay. Predominantly Midwest. The clue in there was the woman's Wisconsin.
Yeah, kind of like a nice Steak and Shake or a Freddy's Fabulous Steak Burgers.
Yeah. Okay. The only thing though is that I thought that they were a nice Christian establishment as well. That they would have just like Judy chopped her with the Bible for acting like that. But I guess not.
Come out and thump you with the New Testament.
Mm-hmm.
Clip number two is a woman upset over the price of her side item and the employee's attitude. Got an attitude. That's your problem. Was that A, a KFC, B, a Popeyes, or C, Chick-fil-A?
Audrey.
Ooh. Go ahead, Audrey.
Oh, hey, gentlemen.
Well, everyone in our chat is helping me out here. I'm going to go with KFC.
No.
You guys, I'm closing the chat.
Well, the key is macaroni in there, obviously.
Which KFC and has macaroni?
KFC does have macaroni, but so does Popeyes. But Chick-fil-A, as far as I can remember, they do not have macaroni on their...
they do.
What?
Yeah, they do.
They added it not too long ago.
Really?
I don't believe that. Well, again, I feel like she wouldn't be yelling, and in Chick-fil-A, they would have talked to her in a calm manner. That is a Popeyes.
Popeyes.
Wow.
Is correct. Mahoney, would you like to go for the sweep today?
Let's do it.
Okay. Who gets Popeyes macaroni?
I do.
You do?
I get the macaroni everywhere I go.
Same.
Yeah.
It's hard to find bad macaroni.
Of Cajun fries or their awesome mashed potatoes and gravy.
Get them all.
Oh, you don't like gravy.
No, exactly.
You get them all. You get extra biscuits. Yeah, you get the green beans.
And then you
beans.
Have a $40 order for three pieces of chicken?
Sure do. That's why I'm broke.
Mahoney for the win. through and through, a full sweep. You've already got the win, but here we go. The third one here is a woman goes after an employee for literally no reason.
Put the stuff towards the end of the bread correctly where there's
completely.
Is that better? Is that correct? Or do you want me to completely
how you
start
do?
Over?
That's how you want to do it? Bitch, you got me f***ed up. What's your name?
Barney.
What's your name?
Barney.
You look like a Bernice.
You look like a blankin' Bernice.
Nice.
Wow.
Was I like the name Bernice.
A, a Panera Bread. B, a Subway. Or C, a Chipotle.
Mahoney.
Audrey.
A Subway?
Yep, I think you're right.
You got it right.
Yep.
But Mahoney still wins. Well done, Mahoney.
We know our fast food.
The king of the drive-thru.
That's right. Even though that Subway. There's certain Subways that do have drive-thrus.
They do.
Yeah, the one right here.
Yeah.
I tell you what, though. That lady was she the one that was filming that whole encounter too?
Yes.
she was a little mean.
What kind of the stuff towards the end of the bread correctly where there's completely.
Is that better? Is that correct? Or do you want me to completely
how you
start
do?
Over?
That's how you want to do it?
Yeah, what kind of sandwich was it?
What's your name?
Barney.
What's your name?
Barney.
You look like a mother Barney.
All that for a veggie sandwich?
Yep.
A veggie sandwich. Get out of here.